Blog Talk Radio.
My, oh my, here I am again, forcing the truth. And we'll get into what that exactly means here in a minute. everybody's probably heard this. You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Yeah, well, we hoped it would. We put laws in place that, supposedly support that and whatnot. Then you got people like William Falk, editor of the week, who don't know shit from Shinola. And if you don't know what that means, ask somebody that knows something about World War II. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, boy, you got air traffic controllers and a commercial pilot were the first to see the unexplained radar blips and bright lights over Washington, D.C. Days later, an Air Force pilot reported chasing a UFO, which sped away. Newspaper headlines, they blared, jets chase D.C. sky ghosts. And aerial what's-its buzz D.C. again. Now, this is William Falk's editor's letter. That happened in 1952, okay? Now, recently they shot down four UFOs, or Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, UAP, as the Pentagon now prefers to call them. Ooh, you say UFO, you're talking about a real ship. You're talking about something that might actually be able to get off the ground and bump into stuff and whatever. Well, the three of the UAPs shot down over the past week have not been fully identified. Officials say they appear to be sky junk, not alien spacecraft spying on human civilization. Sky junk? Oh, boy. Well, when the U.S. turned up the sensitivity of its radar detection system, this last week, it found a bevy. Oh, that's a Google of balloons and drones lolling around in the atmosphere. Some may have been launched by a geopolitical rival, ooh, or weather station. Or drifted away from used car lots. Now, can you imagine seeing one of them funny-looking things waving at you up in the sky? Now, what would you think about, then you'd know it's junk. Okay, and you got, Falk adds a little touch to it. Optical illusions and sensor errors make some appear to be defying the laws of physics. It's not hard to be fooled, unless you listen to somebody like you, Mr. Falk. You're so full of it, it hurts. And it says, now we know otherwise. You want to bet? Made in China is so much less exciting than made in Alpha Centauri. Well, Mr. Falk, you're so full of it, it hurts. I mean, the Air Force needs target practice anyway, because they shot at it once and missed. Now, think about that. You got a guided missile, and you can't hit your target? I don't know who that pilot is, but I put him to clean the latrines until he figured out what was going on. Downed mystery aircraft, likely benign. Well, I'm going to say not likely. Not the one that they dug up out of the Atlantic. The recovered remains of the Chinese spy balloon. Uh-huh. Last Friday, the military shot down an object the size of a small car over the Arctic Ocean near Alaska. The next day, an American F-22 with the North American Aerospace Defense Command downed a cylindrical object over Canada's Yukon territory. Then on Sunday, an object described as an octagonal structure with strings hanging off it was shot down over Lake Huron in Michigan. That's a fair amount of target practice. The craft appears to have been collecting electronic communications. That means whatever we put up there, doesn't matter what wavelength, doesn't matter if it's microwaves or what, was being collected by this thing. Oh, they tried to block it. These dummies tried to jam the signal. The only trouble is, this thing had enough power, it didn't pay no attention to it. Biden administration needs to be more forthcoming, or conspiracy theories will run rampant. Oh, my God. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever listened to Gale of Gia and me getting on the broadcast thing, but I have explained a whole lot of this stuff to a whole lot of people, anybody who's wanting to really listen. most people right now are up to date on specific generalities. Yeah, try to look that up and see what that means. Team Biden needs to explain what in the hell is going on. Now, I don't know who writes these things, but there's got to be some dummy. I don't know if that happens to be an editor or what, but you got to be realistic. Tasked an interagency team to study how best to detect, analyze, and respond to unidentified airborne objects and assess the security and safety risks they pose. Why don't we send the Air Force up? Tell them to use a 20-millimeter cannon so it don't cost a mil every time you pull a trigger, and see how they do. Man, we could clear the skies of a whole bunch of crap floating around up there. Think about a junkyard, and think about it being something that was weightless. Think about all that stuff floating around up there, you know, tuna cans and whatever. Okay, the Chinese balloon incident led military officials to recalibrate radar and other detection systems to capture slower-moving objects they used to ignore. The first balloon does appear to have been a spy mission. It lowered the Biden administration's standard of shooting stuff out of the sky. Ooh. And you got false positives and no threats and all this other crap. Well, there's a little thing. They did put some info in this. And the new republic says people need to get a grip on reality. Earth's orbit is filled with exquisitely sensitive spy satellites, more than 5,400 spanning every inch of the globe every second of every day. Ooh. China can watch you sitting in your backyard and has been able to do so for years. Think about that very carefully. I thought you had privacy, didn't it? So why this stereo? This is a phony national security crisis created by Republicans now. Right? We got to put politics in here to make Biden look weak and befuddled. Well, if he wasn't weak and befuddled, they wouldn't accuse him of being that. You know, I mean, it's... You want to get into the reality of things? Biden's response really does look incoherent. Incoherent? I had no idea. His administration did nothing as the Chinese balloon drifted toward and then entered U.S. airspace, but now is turning the skies into a live fire zone, what it should have been all along, and downing unknown objects with missiles. In response, an embarrassed Beijing is reportedly looking for objects in its airspace that it too might blow up. Two superpowers eager to take aim at each other's assets. Sound dangerous, does it? And you're worried about nuclear war? Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Now, I'm going to get into something here. And I hope it's not too much for anybody to handle. But it is a sensitive issue, and it's real. It asks, and this is a leftist magazine, so you can expect questions of this nature. Where is the GOP's agenda? How about in your face? A war on wokeness will only carry the GOP so far. And the message beyond the culture war battles serve as catnip to the populist grassroots. Republicans have no clearer agenda. That's a lie. You know it's a lie, but you printed it. And if they wanted to get you for lying, they could do that. Consider, for example, a response to the State of the Union last week by Arkansas's Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And she ripped him a new one he needed desperately. She told Americans that Democrats are crazy, radical leftists who conspire with big tech to censor conservative, promote CRT, and demand that all Americans worship their false idols. Anti-wokeness is becoming a phenomena, like anti-communism for Republicans in the 1950s, McCarthy era, to attract more voters than they repel. Republicans need to present a full-spectrum governing program that spans abortion, education, health care, the economy, and foreign policy. What they're for? Well, guess what? These idiots did go ahead and publish some results. That's where I got the title for this, Forcing the Truth. There's a lot of people out about, and I'll explain this when I get done reading this, that need some force in order to act right. GOP launches probes to air grievances. What a crock. What happened? Exercising their new powers, House Republicans this week launched an inquiry into COVID's origins. Days after holding contentious hearings on whether federal authorities had censored conservatives. And they're looking to question Anthony Fauci and others on the novel corona and government funding of gain-of-function research, which is still going on, by the way. They figured we didn't get enough of that. So a plurality of intelligence analysis in 2021 report that the virus was probably not created in a lab. Yeah, right. You expect us to believe what you tell us after all the lies you've told, a finding House Republicans have disputed. Well, open hearings on the weaponization of government against conservatives. Republicans falsely charged, no, they didn't, that's not false, that it was Hillary Clinton's campaign and not Donald Trump that colluded with the Russians. Oh, guess what? They can prove it. They got the documents. Federal agents may have instigated the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Justice Department prosecution of January 6th rioters stands in stark contrast to the lack of interest in going after George Floyd protesters. You know, the dicks that burnt down a friggin' city. Trump followers obviously can control the subcommittee and are using it to enable his return to power. Well, we'll see about that. If the voters want him, they'll vote for him. What the columnist said. One of the weaponization hearings first witnesses retired from the FBI back in 1999.
Ooh.
Revealed that Twitter had protected Trump, changing its rules in 2019 to allow xenophobic to a Trump tweet. Ooh. And exposed how the White House pressured Twitter to take down a profane insult hurled at the former president by model Christy Teigen. You know what? It's still up. Nobody tells Musk what to do. Then you got this. Online censorship is a legitimate subject of concern, regardless of which politician or government agency wants it. Think about that very carefully. Even if the FBI did not directly order Twitter to suppress the Hunter Biden story, the agency's broad warnings about Russian-backed misinformation undoubtedly play a role in that decision. Well, of course it did. They don't want to go to jail for 20 years for something they didn't do. To publicly shame tech executives for being the victims of government pressure is also coercive. Well, you got to start somewhere. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's appointment of far-right extremists to investigate panel to the investigative panel is not encouraging. Well, of course not. You might be one of the targets. Ooh, yeah, that, now we'll get into it here in a minute. Project will be entrusted to the likes of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who spread lies about vaccine deaths online. I hate to tell you, but those are factual things that she's come up with from the same sources I did before they took them down. If he is serious about getting to the truth, why in the world did McCarthy ask unserious radicals to help probe the origins of the coronavirus pandemic? I'll tell you right now, it's called forcing the truth. And it's not something that is easily dealt with. Forcing the truth has several levels. You got people that you'd be walking down the street and, you know, you do something and they take objection and tell you that they're a lawyer and they're going to do stuff to you if you don't pick up that wrapper you just threw on the floor or whatever. That's one level. A second one is, and most people laugh at the guy. Second level is where you actually get into a fight, a fist fight. That's the second level. Third level is where gunshots are exchanged. Think about this very carefully now. Usually this comes after someone has tried, without any success, to get the attention, at least. The attention of the people that are trying to say, "Hey, you can change this. Would you do such and such?" They won't entertain any kind of an audience with these people. The interesting part of this comes from people like DeSantis. Oh, yeah, presidential candidate, or will be. Orlando, payback. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis gained partial control over Walt Disney World last week, declaring there's a new sheriff in town. yeah, and you can't buy him off and make him go. Legislature gives Florida Governor authority to appoint all members of the 25,000-acre complex of special tax district board, which makes decisions on matters such as construction and planning. Ooh. DeSantis clashed with Disney last year after the company suspended political donations in Florida following passage of a bill limiting how schools teach gender and sexuality. Yeah, that's right. How's it feel, Disneyland? not to have a, not to have power, not to have what you do have. Woke corporation based in California shouldn't have the special privileges Disney has enjoyed in Florida for 56 years. They're taking an in process of taking it away. And as much as Disneyland don't like it, there ain't a whole lot they can do about it. Republicans reconsidered abolishing the special district because doing so would transfer many of Disney's expenses and more than $1 billion in debt to the to neighboring counties. Well, now, maybe you could amend some legislation so that they pay their own friggin' bills. They pay their own friggin' way. Yeah, right. Last week's bill also eliminates some of Disney's exemptions from state regulatory reviews. Ooh. Oh, boy. And it didn't get any better. But I'm gonna get into some things that other people have shied away from. I'm not afraid of it. They're too much of a coward to admit that they can't report because they don't. Well, then you got a real serious, I call it a serious problem. Whenever they try to take your constitutional rights away, I get uppity about it, for want of a better word. The threat of Christian nationalism. Woo. More than half of all Republicans harbor a set of extreme beliefs at odds with pluralistic democracy. Well, if that means switching it around, twisting it to where it becomes Marxist, I agree with them. A Republic Religion Research Institute Brookings Institute survey published last week sheds light on Christian nationalism, a troubling anti-American movement that is now a major force within the GOP. Well, is it anti-American, or did somebody make that up, Jennifer Rubin? I think you made that up, and there's a reason for me to say that. Unless you got some kind of something that backs that up, I'd suggest you maybe print a retraction. Asked participants whether they agreed with the statements, being Christian is an important part of being truly American. Okay. God has called Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. More than half of Republicans either mostly or completely agreed. 7 out of 10 Christian nationalists agreed with great replacement theory, the belief immigrants are invading our country and replacing our cultural with an ethnic background. And here we go. Half agreed. That's half agreed that we need a leader who is willing to break some rules to set things right. And 40% said that true patriots may have to resort to violence. When a guy won't listen, you smack him, you know, turn his face around to the backside of his head. These beliefs are not tied to Donald Trump and can be transferred to any politician with an authoritarian, racist, dogmatic message. Think about that. In the coming years, defenders of democracy will have their work cut out for them. Yeah, you're gonna have trouble getting your Marxist ideology into the mainstream. Nah, well, basically what this is talking about is no freedom of religion. That's something guaranteed by the Constitution. You know that, or most people do. You can do what you need to do. Italy, alt-rights coming out. Oh, boy, right-wing extremists are coming out of the closet, loud and proud, no longer hiding their true selves as they did when running for office last year. Members of the ruling far-right Brothers of Italy party are proclaiming their unspeakable impulses with a rabid virulence now that they're in power. Ooh, you mean they got in power and because they didn't say it? Well, my brothers of Italy, Congresswoman Donetta Morgante, expressed outrage over rapper Rosa Chemical's performance televised San Remo Festival music competition. Rosa Chemical wore lipstick, painted nails, and a bustier under his suit, I want you to think about this, and sang of polygamy and porn, and Morganti called the act a commercial for gender bending and fluid sexuality. Now, here's the main thing. They got an anti-obscenity bill aimed at immigrants who roam the streets naked. Well, here's the rest of the story. It's as if the worst impulses stirring in the underbelly of society and in the darkest corners of our collective consciousness have been brought into the open. Oh, my God. It's bad enough when we've given the bully puppet to the parliamentary office of chauvinists, racists, and scolds. Oh, my God. Well, Albania, FBI scandal implicates the prime minister, and they have documents that prove the man's guilty. So, an FBI official, Charles Mongongo, was arrested last month. Charges surrounding his foreign ties. Ooh-wee. And he was part of the is Russia the real threat to Albania democracy, or is it our own government? Now, that's a question everybody here should be asking about our government. What's it up to? I mean, you got, is this how all our big government contracts are awarded? Oil fields, construction road, ports, and airports? These deals resolve behind the scenes, where our supreme boss shakes hands with the McGonagalls of the world, working for Deripaskas of the world. Oh, my God. We have not opened the files the secret police kept, and the result is that we live together with the criminals of the dictatorship even today. We are still at the beginning of unraveling the big scandal. Well, everybody in Turkey is mad at the people that are governing it because they have not taken any definitive action or positive response to the earthquakes. Now, since this thing was published, there's been three more earthquakes similar in magnitude. I mean, El Salvador, the gangs are gone, but at what cost? Now, these are things that can influence what we experience in terms of where we're at. Now, at the end of this is the meat of the whole thing. Using crime as his cudgel, Berkeley has perverted our democracy into a corrupt chieftainship with no accountability. That's not altogether true. But it says if authoritarianism is the cure for gang violence, it may be worse than a disease. Oh, my goodness. In a state of emergency, no free speech or due process. That's El Salvador. And what has happened here? The same shit. No Valentine's Day wasn't canceled. This is from Canada and Toronto Star. From Waterloo, Ontario. Children not bring Valentine's cards or candy to school because the holiday is not celebrated by all students. Well, let them go out and play if they want to. I mean, that's, you know, Valentine's Day used to be a play day at school. Outraged parents promptly blamed Muslims for canceling Valentine's Day. A dumbfounded school board superintendent clarified the real issue. The real issue. He's full. He's good at sidestepping. Valentine's Day is a financial strain for low-income families, and anyway, candy doesn't belong in the classroom. School board members got abusive hate mail and angry phone calls, including one saying the administrators are too naive to realize that Muslims would kill them. Ooh. They plan to use Valentine's Day to teach students about love and friendship, a lesson the parents should learn. You know, then you got some fun and games in terms of balancing the budget. And they got this under talking points in this magazine. This is the week, February 24th. And entitlement reform. A longstanding truism in Washington is that Social Security and Medicare are the third rail of American politics. Oh, talks of cuts or changes to these programs remains politically explosive. We all apparently agree Social Security and Medicare is off the books, taking entitlement reform off the table. That's the deal. Biden was not exactly elevating a fringe GOP idea. Boy. Says they're looking at Scott's plan. GOP Advisory Committee called for raising the eligibility age for Medicare from 65 to 67 and for Social Security from 65 to 69. Senator Mike Lee said in the past he wants to pull Social Security up by the roots and get rid of it. Well, we should make sure that you don't get any no matter what. None for you or your family. Ron DeSantis, a likely 2024 presidential contender, has previously floated privatizing Social Security and restructuring Medicare. Well, some of the things that DeSantis wants to do is a lot better than just tearing it, ripping it up, and throwing it away. Republicans have spent decades trying to eviscerate these programs. Really? And then Krugman opens his mouth and removes all doubt. 1980s, Ronald Reagan proposed major Social Security cuts before backing down amid a political backlash. And in the 1990s, that was the 1980s, 1990, Newt Gingrich threatened to shut down the government while demanding major Medicare cuts. Then President George W. Bush wanted to privatize Social Security in 2005. When Paul Ryan became House Speaker in 2010, he pushed to turn Medicare into a voucher system for private insurance. Ooh. Oh, boy. Since Donald Trump transformed GOP into a populist movement of many older voters, neither party has been willing to discuss entitlement reform. All Trump did was point out what was going on and what they were intended to do to him. The inescapable fact is that both Social Security and Medicare are facing financial insolvency in the not-distant future when Medicare's trust funds is due to run out by 2028, leading to mandatory cuts in payments to doctors and hospitals that will jeopardize access to care. Uh-huh. Promising to do nothing about the physical train coming down the tracks is a bipartisan suicide pact. Oh, really? here's some BS. The longer lawmakers wait, the more complicated the math becomes. Republicans say they're serious about attacking the deficit in exchange for raising the debt ceiling, but their promise to pare back spending without touching entitlements, defense, veterans benefits seems mathematically impossible. Well, just because you can't add, subtract, multiply, and divide like you're supposed to have learned, whoever wrote this, what you're supposed to have learned in grade school isn't our fault, and you ain't going to blame a whole bunch of other people for your incompetence. Who balance the budget in 10 years while leaving those programs intact would require cutting 85% of other spending. Think about that. Well, Trump was the first one to go to Ohio a couple of days before everybody else did. And he got into this, too. Released a video urging House Republicans not to cut a single penny of entitlement spending. And that's what is important to a lot of people. Just simply they don't want to get their benefits cut. Oh, wow. Back to the things floating in the sky. Got a guy in a jet airplane, and he's looking at a whole bunch of balloons floating in front of him. I said, are we shooting down all spy devices or just the Chinese ones? That's the question on the radio. You got Facebook, TikTok, Amazon, Instagram, Twitter, Google. I like to joke. It is really nice. Now, here's something. Twitter, an algorithm that puts Musk at the top. This is true, but what he's doing is he's working to redesign that. Last week, when Twitter suffered hours-long technical glitches, Dorsey took to and Noster to voice his frustrations with both saying, used to be when anything went down, people went to Twitter to talk about it. Well, all platforms, I don't care what they are, what they're made of, you know, you can make them out of armor plate if you want, are subject. And it wasn't technical glitches, more like a hack. propaganda turns to cheap deep fakes. Pro-China bot accounts on Facebook and Twitter. Wonderful. Have been discovered distributing computer-generated deepfake videos of fake news anchors. So what you see might not be what you really or think you're looking at. Oh, boy. FAA hasn't updated their computer system, so a computer problem that paralyzed U.S. air traffic for 2 hours in January highlighted the brittle technology of the U.S. pilot alert system. Well, when you use something that's 50 years old, you're going to have problems with it. It's not going to put up with anybody pounding on the walls and saying, yeah, 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 or anything like that. It just ain't going to work. This week's television. This week's guide to what's worth watching. And I put not above that worth watching part. Mothers. The thing about this, about all of this that I cover is not so much that people are doing things to you, but the reasons why. Rebound after a weak holiday season. Retailers bounce back after a disappointing holiday shopping season. Ooh. Increased car sales help them. Try this. Regulation. Second FTC Republican resigns in protest. Federal Trade Commission's biggest internal critic, Republican antitrust lawyer Christine Wilson, announced resignation this week. Was leaving. Without specifying precisely when, to avoid legitimizing FTC's lawlessness. Think about that. Under Chair Lina Khan. Republican Noah Phillips left in October. The FTC will be left with two open Republican seats and a unified trio of Democrats. That's got to be interesting to see what they come up with. You don't have any. There is no such thing as Federal Trade Commission. Well, Now, try this. California's got enough physical problems, but they're still thinking about giving away the farm. And one of the things that's giving them real problems is real estate. L.A. landlords face default in office crash. Empty offices have created a crisis for the parent company of the biggest office landlord in downtown Los Angeles. My, my. That comes from Bloomberg, by the way, so it's relatively accurate now. But what you got, defaulting on loans tied to two buildings, and it's Brookfield DTLA fund office, trust investor portfolio, the gas company tower, that's $465 million worth, and 777 tower, that's $290 million worth. The defaults are a sign of extensive troubles for commercial landlords. Values of comparable office buildings have broadly dropped. They fell all the way in the basement. And vacancies in L.A.'s central business district stand at 23%. If there anything shakes them up a little bit, everybody's in trouble, okay? Markets, cost-cutting promises, power at tech rally. Well, no, the promises didn't. It was the dummies with the money to invest who believed them. And they said, oh, we don't market your information. Why do I get commercials? Why do I get suggestions to go to certain websites and whatnot? When I look, when I search things on the internet, that's because these are promises. Oh, we don't track you. We don't watch you. Disappointing earnings from tech companies have done surprisingly little to dim this tech stock rally. Well, Bloomberg says different. Sector's biggest firms, including Meta Platforms, Apple, Amazon, and Google parent Alphabet, have fallen substantially short of earnings estimates. But we're going to cut costs, and bingo, the stock goes up. Demand for the services, software, computers skyrocketed during the pandemic lockdowns when Americans' lives shifted online, but fell sharply. And it's you know, like off a cliff once business and schools reopening, returning life to near normal. And investors should not ignore the warnings in gloomy tech earnings. That's New York Times. The sector's shares did retreat briefly after the sobering earnings news, but the tech titans have been reading from the same script, talking about cost cuts, especially after Meta added roughly $100 billion in market value after Zuckerberg promised a year of efficiency. Do you believe him? He's lied to us so much it's unbelievable. Once our economy gets past the burst of inflation, interest rates will fall back to their previous pre-pandemic levels. Horse hockey. Then you got the search wars, and this is something. There's two items that deal with this. Search wars. Google's new challenge from AI. Ooh, the little whiz banger sitting on your desk that answers questions and whatnot and clues you into what's going on might be their biggest downfall. And why is that? Because they can't compete with it. Google shut off its homegrown rival to the AI chatbot ChatGPT last week. Oh, boy. Shares in Google's parent company Alphabet promptly fell 7.7%, erasing about $100 billion in value. You're not going to tell me you didn't feel it. real competition. And this is what they're dealing with. It threatens to demolish the high profit margins that have underpinned Google's core business. Microsoft, I don't know who's calling me, but quit it. go somewhere. Microsoft, a cornerstone investor in ChatGPT, creator OpenAI, has already integrated the AI technology into its Bing search engine. Ooh, I wouldn't use Bing. They'll come and get you. Microsoft poured billions of dollars into challenging Google in the early days of search, but could not make a dent in its dominant position. AI threatens to turn the tables, Microsoft said, and Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella says that the Seattle giant is willing to do whatever it takes to even the playing field, even if AI-powered search means less advertising, less time searching, less money across the board. That's horse hockey. Money is the driver. So, you know, whether Microsoft or Google wins the race, poorly controlled AI research can open up new possibilities for creating misinformation on a mass scale. Blacklisted. Oh. If socialism means state control of production, distribution, and exchange of goods and services, then Florida and Texas fit the description. Oh, my goodness. The states have gone on a campaign against supposedly woke capitalism, trying to pressure investment banks to drop their support for environmental, social, and governance practices. That's ESG, if you don't know it. I mean, blacklisting Wall Street's biggest municipal bond underwriters. DeSantis has done his best to alienate Wall Street banks, while Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase have been barred from handling state bond sales in Texas because of their support for gun safety regulations and alternative energy. In other words, if you got something that's really serious, they don't care. If it's not, doesn't deal with those two subjects, so what? Short of the liquidity that comes from a robust group of underwriters, Texas and Florida now pay more to borrow money. Oh, Texas has up to $1.9 billion. Well, that's for each $1 billion in bonds. Florida, it's a stunning $4.3 million. Texas, state-sponsored version of capitalism, amounts to foisting a hidden tax on its residents. Well, freedom isn't free. Among the things that everybody talks about, one of the things that's not free is what I've stated. East Palestine, Ohio, is one example of the value of human flesh. They don't give a damn whether you live or die. And if they haven't made that clear by now, they'll get around to something that will touch you. I don't know what it'll be. That would be something that you really like. The ideology of the Green Party, I'm not going to say just Democrats or Republicans or anybody in particular, but the agendas of no eating meat and all this other stuff, you can stick it. we have, in the area that I live in, at any rate, a very simple thing. Everybody up here has got two rifles and generally a pistol. The two rifles are a small caliber, like a .22, and a larger caliber, like anything from 6.5 Creedmoor up to 308 or so. And yes, those will handle an elk or whatever. The thing I'm seeing is not something that gives me hope, a lot of hope for the future. What does give me a lot of hope for the future is the fact that these people that are doing all these things that I just read about are idiots. And there's a reason I say so. They're not paying any attention at all to what's coming, and there's no stopping it. This is a transition from what we were to something a lot better. We're going to get out of the test tube third dimension, into the fourth dimension. It's called the transition. And people say, well, you know, whatever. Falk doesn't believe it. That's obvious from his letter. The question is whether or not somebody wants to really know what's going on. If you do, in those areas, Caleb Gia and I get together every once in a while and have a show. I provide a little more information each time so that individual people can make up their mind as to what would be best for them to do. Now, as of right now, I'm going to suggest that everybody and their mother-in-law become a junior prepper. I know you don't know what that is, but anyway. Junior prepper is somebody that's not terribly serious in terms of prepping. In other words, they're not going out and digging a big hole and building a bunker to hide in and all that other happy stuff. But somebody that can lay up some canned goods. Canned goods usually go 2 to 5 years. Now think about that. They're usually good for that length of time. Then you have, that's food, general food, okay? The perishables, you know, like veggies and all that sort of stuff, is something that you should have some of. You should have canned meat, okay? And to go along with it, those rifles and pistols and whatever that I mentioned, they're for use. They're not to be sitting there as a decoration on the wall or anything. These are for shooting a deer when you get hungry. As far as vegetarians go, man, there is fishing up and around here that you wouldn't believe. I have seen some of the nicest bass and trout and whatever of my lifetime pulled out of these creeks, streams, and rivers up around here. And I'm here to tell you that if you don't figure out a way to have food, water, and shelter, you're going to be in serious problems very quickly if, and this is the if. Now, E.T. has told me somewhere around March is when the transition takes place. That's what they've told me. They have lied to me about other things. But what I see in terms of the movement of the stars, it's called archaeoastronomy. That's where the movement of the stars in relation to the Earth vary according to things going on. Okay, well, let's take it all the way to the end of things. According to what I've seen in archaeoastronomy, very simply, things have already been changed. Things have been moved. Oh, and by the way, I help move them. You realize how much effort it takes to move a solar system out of the way? Well, you're going to have a clear path from the central sun, galaxy central sun, to our little itty-bitty solar system out here on the arm of the galaxy as it spins around. Anyway, back to prepping. It's a good idea to have plenty of, say a 60-day supply, okay, of everything I'm talking about. That's water, if you don't have a well, and all that. Now, E.T. has said that we're going to have a flash from the sun. It's a bright light. It's atomic, and in order to protect us from it, they have put together a simple way to protect us, and it deals with a shield. And I'm not going to go into the particulars of it, unless you like physics lessons. I don't think you'd enjoy that at all. But very simply, you've seen the shields that the people used to use when they were fighting with swords. Think about it in that that ideology composed a little bit different, in other words, non-metallic, than what you saw back then. And you get the picture. And the shield will be between Earth and our sun. The idea being to keep us from becoming crispy McNuggets, all of us. It would do that, okay? And the situation is very simple. Falk made a joke out of it, and he thinks ETs are funny. I work with ET. I'm not the greatest thing on two wheels, and I'm also not one to toot my own horn. I just happen to do things, and I will. And those things that I have that I've done and can report on, I will give out to the people. There's no need for any kind of secrecy of any kind. Bear that in mind. Even if the military don't want you to know about ETs and the ships they fly around in and all that, the best thing you can do is don't worry about them. These dummies will find out the hard way. Now, they won't be, they're not going to make holes in that shield so that they can fry somebody because they didn't listen. They're not going to do that at all. ET is not like that. But the people that are in charge of this, and I say people loosely, the ETs in charge of this are going to alleviate most of the horse hockey that you've experienced being in 3D. When you go to 4D, all the crap quits, okay? At the same time, they're going to reorganize society in general in a whole lot of ways. We're going to have gold-backed currency that's going to replace the greenback dollar and a bunch of other stuff that's coming. And it's coming whether anybody likes it or not. That includes you, William Falk. I hope you enjoy the transition. Not that I hate you, but I don't like people that put out false information or make a joke out of entities that I respect. The best thing everybody can do, like I said, get yourself a place a little bit away from population centers and be sure to have food and water for like 60 days. I soon will have my free energy device working, and I will make this available online. I will do so in posts on my Facebook page, and if need be, I'll go further than that. We'll find that out as it comes. However, everybody should be calm, cool, collected, and whoopity-doo, here we go, in terms of attitude. I've got certain things I got to do. Now, the reason I want you away from the population centers and areas is simple. There's a bunch of them out there, a bunch of people out there, and you've seen them on TV. Those are the ones stealing cars and raiding stores and all that. You want to get away from those guys. You want those people to starve to death if that's what they've chosen to do. They won't work. They won't do anything. Let them flounder. Let them find out the hard way what is meant by the cold-heartedness of the sidewalk. This is not a game. This is survival, and it is at a precarious level right now. Okay? None of the things, I'm going to repeat this, none of the things you've heard about coming up in the news, written or otherwise, will happen before the transition. Remember that. So you can look somebody in the eye and tell them they're full of it, and it could be real. So bear with it and keep things going as long as possible, because it's about time for the changes to come about. And in the meantime, make this thing viral, get her done,